So you're looking for more parties in your life. You've come to the right place. Yes. What is a Seudas Rosh Chodesh? Have you ever had a Seudas Rosh Chodesh? Have you ever participated in a Seudas Rosh Chodesh? So the Yerushalmi, what's the source of this? Yerushalmi has this cryptic line that there are certain Seudos that you delay and don't make it earlier if it falls out on Shabbos. The Seudas that they list are Seudas Purim and Seudas Rosh Chodesh. So kind of like a little bit backhanded, you find out that there is some concept called Seudas Rosh Chodesh, and if it happens to fall on Shabbos, you would move it to Sunday. So the fact that it's bunched together with Seudas Purim sounds like there is this concept of Seudas Mitzvah. So then on Rosh Chodesh. The question is, what Seuda on Rosh Chodesh are we talking about? So somewhere in that Yerushalmi, it has nothing to do with anything that has to do within the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when they would have a Seuda that Beis Din would make for being Mekadosh the new moon, which doesn't affect us at all, because we don't have any Beis Din, we don't have any new moons, we have a new moon, but we don't do anything about it, halachically, other than, you know, add Yalav Yavo and Davening, but therefore it doesn't apply to us at all. However, all the other Rishonim seem to say, no, you see from over here, says the Torah, that there is a mitzvah to have a Seudas, the Seudas mitzvah of on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so that begs the question, why are you having a Seuda on Rosh Chodesh? What is the point? So I saw in the Ratz Katzvi, he gives 7 reasons that he gathered from all the Rishonim and Achronim for why we have a Seuda on Rosh Chodesh. Number one, the easiest one, as we've talked about the past few weeks, Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So just like you have a Seuda on Yom Tif, so you have a Seuda mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh. That's a simple one. Reason number 2 is we know that the moon was made smaller, Pigimas Halavana, and on Rosh Chodesh, we have a kapara for that. We remember the fact that the moon was small, and was made small, and therefore we should remember to do kapara. We do tshuva on our own deeds, and therefore we make this party to encourage the kapara as a sign of kapara, and therefore that's reason number 2. Reason, and that's brought down in the Kobo. Reason number 3 is a very practical reason. We make a party so that we remember to say Yalav Yavo. No, you like that idea. You party just so you remember Yalav Yavo. Really, it's really for another topic, which we're not talking about right now. Maybe we'll get to it. A controversial topic. So the women don't have to do work on Rosh Chodesh. There's an Indian women don't do work at nights of Rosh Chodesh. You know, we're all Rosh Chodesh. We'll see. It's a whole sugya in itself. Maybe we'll cover that in another week. But therefore, to remind the women, don't work. So I guess we make them make us a party. That's a joke. No, therefore we make a party, and therefore, you know, and that helps remember. Number 4 is that at the times of the new moon, what would they do with all the Edim who were flocking to Yerushalayim? They would put them in this area called Beis Yazik, says the Mishnah and the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, what they do in Beis Yazik? Fed them, you know, gave them food, some alcohol probably, you know, encouraged them to come, you know, to come to do the new moon. So therefore, what that party, that Seuda that they made, we make a Seuda to remind us of such a party. That's reason number 4. Reason number 5, I saw Rav Yisrael Katsi quotes the Shem Mishmuel. It's very, very holy. I don't know if I've ever quoted Shem Mishmuel in Halacha Chabur over here. But the Shem Mishmuel, he writes, apparently, I didn't look it inside, but the Yisrael Katsi says that every month is equal to 1 Shevet, meaning each month corresponds to 12 months, 12 Shvatim. But Rosh Chodesh is the only day of the month which is not unique to that Shevet. In other words, Rosh Chodesh is everyone's day, writes the Shem Mishmuel from other sources, and therefore we make a party on Rosh Chodesh to show it's a Seuda Mereis. It's a Seuda for friends, that we have Achdus in Klal Yisrael, that the rest of the month it's unique to 1 Shevet. But Rosh Chodesh is a day which we're all together, and therefore we make a Seuda to highlight that Seuda. Fine. On the other hand, the Rivo Sephraim gives a 7th reason, which is the exact opposite. Basically, we like to fight a lot, and most of our Averas stem from or food. I was going to say food. Food leads to a sinas chinam. You hate your friend because he takes your meal. You know, he takes all the cholent. You wanted the last cholent, and then he takes the last one. So, you know, it comes, a lot of our averas stem from food. There's maichel, mishtakos, averas, etc. So, therefore, we make a seuda bedavka and Rosh Chodesh to show we're starting the month off with the proper seuda, says the Rivos Ephraim, to show, look, this seuda will start up the month on a seudas mitzvah, and then for the rest of the month, you can do averas with your food, or hopefully it encourages you not to do averus with your food for the rest of the month. Fine. Now, interestingly, this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and arguably, I didn't check, anyone bored tonight, you can look through all of Shulchan Aruch and validate this, is then confirm, this is the shortest siman in all of Shulchan Aruch, I think. It's only 5 words. Mitzvah, laharbos, besudas, rosh chodesh. That's it. Mitzvah to be marvin sudas rosh chodesh. That's it. And you think it's a joke, right? It's a cute trivia fact. Says the Chidah, there's a rule, it's wild, I never heard this before. The Chidah writes that any time Shulchan Aruch only lists one sif in the siman. In other words, there's one halacha, he doesn't have like sif aleph, sif beis, sif gimel, sif dal. I don't know how many times this occurs, but any times he does it, he's trying to emphasize the importance of that halacha. Is that wild? So therefore, mitzvah arbus besudas rosh chodesh, it should not be taken lightly. We'll see at the end, in 2 minutes, why everyone takes it lightly. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, it should not be taken lightly. And therefore, there is this mitzvah to celebrate this Rosh Chodesh. Now comes the fun question. Let's say it's a double day Rosh Chodesh. 2 day Rosh Chodesh. How many parties? One or two?
Party time.
Two or one? New?
One.
Yosef, so the Yosef Omitz writes that on what only one which day?
Six.
Why? No.
Rosh Chodesh.
Because the second day is the real day of the new Rosh Chodesh. Yes. When you have a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, it was 30 and 1, right? And 30 was the fake day that they thought maybe the new moon was going to be on 30. It wasn't. So it gets kicked to the first day. But they're both days of Rosh Chodesh. Right. Says the Yosef Omitz, therefore, the first day is Rosh. You only have a party on day 1 of the month, which is the second day of Rosh Chodesh. But. It's Aleph. So that's what you meant. Sorry.
Aleph, whatever month.
Aleph, all right, but it's the second day of the 2 day Rosh Chodesh. Right. Okay, Beseder. But comes along the Sefer Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi, and I saw this in the Mate Moshe, writes also, quote from Mate Moshe, that really it's both days of Rosh Chodesh, and in fact, it's a raya from Shaul and Yonah's son. It says, when it's talking about the Chodesh there, that David didn't come 1 day to the party, then it says he didn't come the second day to Rosh Chodesh, right? He didn't come both days, the Navi says, to the party. So you see very clearly that there was 2 days of parties on Rosh Chodesh. And in fact, that's how the Pnei Moshe and others say there should be 2 days. And says the Ratz Katzvi, this is Rav Ratz Katzvi, is Rabbi Reisman from LA, he says, he doesn't understand why, according to all the reasons, of course it should be both days. If you think about all the reasons, if it's called a Moed, both days are a Moed, you say Yalav Yavo on both days, so to remind you to say Yalav Yavo, you should have a party on both days. Unless you only need one reminder the first day, I don't know, I'm not sure. But what about also if you say, and it's a kapara, so both days are a kapara. You can say like the Shem Shmuel that in Rosh Chodesh is a special day. Both days are special. Why should it be limited only to the second day? So I think halacha l'maaseh of a more prevalent shita is parties on both days. Now the question is, when do you have your party? Do you have your party the night of Rosh Chodesh or the day of Rosh Chodesh? Oh, before we get to that, wait, what do you have to have at your party? 1 second. What are you eating at your party? Are you having bread? You have to have bread at the party. So the Ran says you need to eat pas because it's a Sudas Mitzvah. Why should you have, just like you have to have pas by other Sudas Mitzvah, you have Sudas Mitzvah. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes that he says that there's no chiv to eat something which is mechayev you birchas amazon, and that's why if you forget Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. But he says, nevertheless, he says, if you can have hamotzi, but then hareza meshubach, you're meshubach. So the halach is you don't need to have bread, but bread is definitely preferable. Now the question is, at night or during the day? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that you do not need to have a party at night. Okay, that's nice. You don't have to have it at night. The question is, ain't tzarch laharbos gam b'layla, he says. You don't need to be marba by night as well. But let's say you just have your party at night. Do you have to have a party the next day of Rosh Chodesh as well? Or does the night suffice? No, so I saw Rav Eshel Avrami Buchach, he writes you really should have a party at night as well, but clearly the Mishnah Berurah is not holding that way. So the Rivo Sephraim is Medayik from the Mishnah Berurah. Now the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean that when he says you don't have to have a party at night, he doesn't mean that a party at night does not work, meaning you get a choice. You can either have a Suda at night or a Suda at day. If you're going to have a Suda by day, you don't have to also have a Suda at night, but according to the Rivo Sephraim, if you want, you could have a Suda according to the Mishnah Berurah at night, and that will suffice. So you have a big big supper, that counts, especially now when the clock is, you have supper at 4:30 or whatever. It's already night at 4:30. So it's a 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock supper. That counts as your Rosh Chodesh meal. However, I saw others say that no, the main meal has to be during the day, the Yaskel Avdi says. Why? Because if the whole thing is to simulate Kiddush HaChodesh, they couldn't accept the new moon at night. It was only during the day. So that kind of gets into our machlokas before. What's the point of this meal? Is it reminiscent what they did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? So then maybe it should have to be during the day. If it's for any of these other reasons of like the Chodesh, the Suda Mereis, or so to do Kaparas or Moed, I think if that's the case, it could be done at night as well. So Lamaisa, has anyone here ever attended a Sudas or Chodesh? Ah, no?
Growing up, I mean.
Oh, so because your father's a Elegian because he's European, no? But what if that's new? You have a Sudas or Chodesh now?
No.
Why not? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, why not? Answer is, you all should have a Sudas or Chodesh, but the Aruch HaShulchan understands the situation. He writes like this. He says, Matmiya Gedola. He says, I've got a great question. Why does no one have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh? He says, V'kol shekein, if it falls on Shabbos, that people don't push it off to Sunday. Why don't people have that? He says, maybe, he says, because the Gemara in Yerushalmi lists all the expenditures that you pay that you don't, doesn't deduct from your income. In other words, if you pay money for Shabbos, you spend $100 on seasons chont, it doesn't, Hashem will give you another $100 to make up for it. Shabbos food is, Shabbos money doesn't get deducted from your total income that God promises you. So if that's the case, the Yerushalmi lists Rosh Chodesh as well. The Bavli doesn't list Rosh Chodesh, it only lists Shabbos. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe you see from there, the Bavli holds that the Sudas Rosh Chodesh is not so important. Okay, that's one suggestion. Then he gives another suggestion from another Gemara, which is Ben Sorer Morer. It seems to deik from a Gemara over there, not relevant, so now. Then he says, well, let me give you the main reason, he says. Okay, he says, first of all, people should have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. He says, Avo ma nase, what am I supposed to do? Sheyad hazman kashisa oleinu. What I think he means is, who has time to make a Sudas Rosh Chodesh? We're busy with work and children and learning and family. How do you have time to have a Sudas in the middle of the week, a Tuesday morning? You're going to stop and have a whole breakfast, go out and have a whole supper or a whole lunch? You barely eat lunch and work. You've missed 20 minutes here, grab something there. You can't have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, I'm not sure. I hear you. Yeah, I guess he says, people, you have to grab a snack bar. Doesn't really count for your Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So he says, ma nasa shiyad. I think what he means, he says, ma yad as man kosh soleinu, means that, you know, we just don't have time. Halacha ma'aseh, you really should have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh, if possible. Just have an extra food and say, this is l'shem Sudas mitzvah. If you have to order out, you know, and work one time, forget to bring from home, you have to order out on Rosh Chodesh, and this will be your fancy Rosh Chodesh meal. It's interesting, I'll just end with this. It's brought down in Sfarim HaKdoshim. I saw this from a lot of Rebbes quote this and others, that if a person, Chas Shalom, is someone sick in the house, one of the skulas, you know, for a foolish remember for that person, is to bring 10 men to the house and have a minion of a Sudas Rosh Chodesh in the house. I don't know why, I don't know how that works, but it's a skula. I saw in a lot of Sfarim HaKdoshim bringing down, Lo'Aleinu, no one should ever know that we should make a Sudas Rosh Chodesh because we like to eat good food on Rosh Chodesh and give kavod for Rosh Chodesh. Shkar.